This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Monday the 30th. Hoo-ha! Yeah, 30 days hath September, April, May, and November. I was thinking for some reason, I don't know why, this year that November had 31 days. Because that's my new calendar, ladies.
Good. Surprise from 2020. We got
it's
one.
The right, another surprise. It's the Dougie calendar. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, everybody's back from their vacation. All right, kind of quasi few days here and there. Depends on how you did Thanksgiving. How did you do Thanksgiving, ladies? Victoria, Jennifer, how was Thanksgiving in general or specifically?
It was good.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
I mean, it was small and quiet, but I think it was good. Nice couple of days.
By necessity, yeah. It was
beautiful weather,
small.
Too, on the East Coast. So
yeah, actually, yeah, it was pretty nice. Yeah, right.
We took the dogs for a walk, and then Lewis and I made our own Thanksgiving dinner together and watched movies. We did all the traditional stuff. You know, turkey, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, all the usual stuff that's terrible for you. But it was really fun, and we actually said it was nice to not have to drive anywhere, and you don't have to dress up. It was great, actually.
No dressing up. So, Jen, what did you do? You had a couple of days that you were gonzo, AWOL, with permission. So what was that all about? What did you do?
I cooked Thanksgiving dinner, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. For whom? How many?
We had about six, so that was a nice size group, which was fine. And of course, Lindy, who loved turkey, and then that's my dad's job. And then on Friday, I had a couple of people over for a yard party, which was great.
Yard party, yeah,
just a few people, about four people over for a yard party, and finished decorating my tree and, you know, just got some things done around the house. And yeah, it was nice. It was nice to have some downtime and to just be home for a little bit. I tried to finish my Christmas shopping. I didn't get it done, but I tried. I tried to do my online
in person,
stuff.
Online.
Oh, no.
What did you do?
I live in L.A., the land of shutdowns. So I did. So I did most everything online.
That has
great deals online. This is the first Black Friday that I really paid attention to online sales and found some really, really good bargains.
So hasn't Black Friday and Cyber Monday become the same thing?
They are the same thing now, yeah.
Especially
this year. I think, you know, it was – actually, I will share this because on – all the days are blending together. On Saturday, I wanted to go to Michael's. So she's not listening. My mom has been taking care of a family member of mine who's very sick. She's coming home on Friday. And so I actually spent a few hours and put up my mom's Christmas tree to surprise her. So when she comes home,
I love that. Yeah,
nice. Because I know she's not going to have a lot of Christmas this year. And it's been a tough year for us. So I put that up, and then I wanted to go to Michael's and just get a couple of things. I just wanted to get some ribbon for my packages, and literally we're doing a new shutdown order in L.A. County today, so I thought, if I'm going to go, I better just go. So I drive myself down to the Empire Center, which is like a big shopping center that has a Target and a Marshall's, and there's a Walmart at the other end and a Lowe's. It's just everything. And I expect it to be busy. But holy smokes, this place, it like took me forever to get in, and I was like, okay, you're a trooper, you're in here now. Try to find your parking next to Michael's. No one would want to be at Michael's. Guys, there was a line to get into Michael's, and I thought, no, hard pass on this. So I drove all that way, thought to get into that dumb place, but I'm not waiting in line to get into a store. It just, obviously with reduced capacities and stuff, they're making everybody wait in line, and that's just not my gig. I wanted to go in and buy some ribbon, you know.
Michael's booming this year. I've been to Michael's two times in just looking for different ornament stuff and ribbon, and everything's sold out. And I asked the lady, I said, am I really early? And she's like, no, you're really late this year because everything's gone. They have no stock left. Everybody just, Halloween came and went, and like the day after after Halloween, people just went right to Christmas. So
I couldn't believe there was a line to get into that place, and there was no line at, like, Best Buy, which is where I always expect, like, the Black Friday people to wait, but no.
It's really amazing. In my world here in Massachusetts, or in this town where I live and have lived all my life, there was a Michaels and a fairly large box center on Route 9, which is the big shopping area. And about 4 months ago, Michaels moved across the street to what the original mall in America, the first mall, was called Shopper's World. And it was built here. It was twice the size of the box that they were in across the street. And apparently this has become a big deal. Last week it closed down because they had so many COVID problems. They just shut the place down. That's what stores are doing. I've noticed that 3 or 4 times in the past week or so, that just, you know, instead of there's a couple of Starbucks around here that shut down because of
COVID. I'd rather have that one-off than blanket orders, because the blanket orders are killing everybody. And, you know, just what I was thinking about is just I keep saying, oh, L.A. County, the land of the shutdown. That's where I live. And so last week they shut down restaurants outside, outdoor dining, even though there was no science, and they got called out for it, no science to prove that outdoor dining is somehow dangerous or linked to the spikes in coronavirus. So that drew people to home gatherings, which is where coronavirus is really spreading. And now, when you start taking out, you know, you start lowering the capacity, what are you doing? You're shoving everybody in line together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe your people actually have it right, where if there is a problem at a certain store, they close it down, address the problem, and get reopened up again instead of just broadly closing everybody down.
Well, there's been a lot of common sense that's involved here, I think.
Or lack.
California. Well, in California, there's none. I'm coming back out for a couple of days the weekend after this, and so the Massachusetts has said you have to have a quarantine or you got to do that, and when you come back, we'll see. That's what they said last time, and there never was really any interaction, just people with their own responsibility.
I think you're going to get asked to sign something when you come in that you're supposed to quarantine here.
How do people, there are people coming in and out of there all the time doing business.
You just tell them. The thing is, the quarantine means you can still go to the pharmacy, you can still go to the grocery store, so, like, what's the point? I don't get it. In Rhode Island, if you land, I don't know, Doug, if you heard this because you're closer to Rhode Island, but everyone who lands at the airport, the National Guard in the state of Rhode Island, they're there at the airport handing out free rapid tests to anyone who wants one.
Oh, that's right.
It's like a pilot program they're starting. Yeah.
The problem, though, is
the actual tests, though. Those rapid tests are just, they're not that accurate, and it gives people a false sense of security if it pops up as negative, you know. But at least it's a start. I think it's something.
Yeah, it is a start, and it's something that people need to kind of keep their eyes on. It's common sense. It's thinking about others beside yourself. That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about that I think is important to do. We haven't instilled that in everybody, but more and more people, I think, have that, and get
tested regularly. It's available. You know, I had another test on Friday, and I got my results yesterday afternoon. So 2 days later, over the weekend.
Other thing they're telling us not to do. They're telling us not to test regularly because people are using it as a means to feel safe to go out for a weekend. Or, like, there was a huge run on tests before Thanksgiving because everybody was getting tested before they traveled. And they're like, no, don't do that. So now they're telling us not to do that.
It really is. That's the thing.
At least the messaging has been the same in New Jersey. It's get tested. Everyone get tested once a week if you want. It's free. It's available to everyone. They will not charge you, even your insurance. Like, I don't know. I think that's a much better message because I keep getting tested every week. So if I get exposed during the week, I'll catch it in a test. You know, I don't know. I think that's what most people do.
There is so much bad management going on. I can't imagine, even in a state as liberal as California, that any of these people are going to get reelected.
Well, people are getting ticked off. A lot of rallies, a lot of things.
Yeah. And the people deserve the ire. But use your own common sense much as anything else. Speaking about common sense, the program in part brought to you by Navage, which is a nasal cleaning system. Now, on the surface, that sounds like, a navel, good Doug. A nasal
cleaning. You could probably clean your navel.
We probably could, yes. Not a bad idea. So, the idea here is to get rid of all of the things that you breathe every day. Yesterday, in the farm, I was full of, we were working in an inside lower area that was full of dust. I was coughing and sneezing and stuff. And I know that there, because it's a place that's never really been open. There's no windows, no ventilation, anything like that. So it's full of all kinds of things. The cold and flu season is upon us. And certainly we can all three of us speak to the fall allergy season. We can speak to the spring allergy season. We can speak to the summer allergy season. Victoria, you probably have it more than anybody else, or at least more noticeable. And you've used this Navage system. Your nose is clean, clear through, and deodorized too, right?
I have never been more excited to talk about nasal passage cleaning in my life.
Hello, yeah. We're talking about nasal passage.
Yeah, I got the Navage last week. I've used it twice a day. They have the Navage challenge that if you use it twice a day for 14 days, like your life will change. My life changed after using it twice. My right ear popped so hard that I literally had an earache for the whole day, and everything since then has been so clear. I sleep better at night. I actually, like, my sinuses are so sensitive that if they're congested, my whole body shuts down. I told Jen last week, I literally thought I had COVID because I had so much fatigue. I used the Navage, and now I don't have COVID. No, it's not related to COVID, but I don't feel like I have it anymore. Well, so everything's back to normal. It feels great.
Keep it cleaned out. Anyway, so you're asking if you've not heard of Navage before, Navage. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. So thanks to Navage, Victoria is breathing more clearly. We all are.
I love it.
And you'll sleep much better, all of that stuff. So if you want to experience this for yourself, what it's like, in other words, to breathe clearly and confidently, you want Navage. It comes back with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. You go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You can find it at various drugstores and so forth, but the best and quickest response will be to go to Navage.com, get this thing sent to you right away. You know what? Even in this season, when you think about other people that may not hear this, but you know they can use it, why not do something helpful for someone in the spirit and for the holidays, in the spirit of the holidays? Get somebody something, somebody you know, like Victoria, who's suffering from this stuff all the time. Jennifer, you have the same kind of a problem. We all do, actually. That's why this is so perfect for all of us and all of you. Go to Navage.com to get relief. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
May be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
There are stories that inspire us, unite us, that bring out the best in all of us. Americans who become heroes, who become legends. As we celebrate Veterans Day, join us for a very special television event commemorating our heroes. American Valor, We Stand Together. Hosted by Terry Crews and with stories from Harrison Ford, Gary Sinise, Renee Zellweger, and many more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, here's a name and a voice that I don't recognize necessarily, but I'm sure the ladies do. Halsey seems to become becoming more of a household name, and apparently over the weekend she criticized the Grammys because she's been ignored. She's among many criticizing the Recording Academy's Grammy nomination process, writing in a post about the lack of transparency, as well as campaigning through the grapevine with the right handshakes and bribes. That's a pretty strong accusation, huh? Who did we hear from on Friday? That was sort of the weekend. The weekend, that's right.
And he called for transparency, too. They both are saying no one understands what this process is exactly.
So then why do they just all boycott it? They don't like it, just boycott it. Just don't go. None of them. Nobody goes if they believe in that this is a big...
The people who get nominated aren't going to boycott it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Halsey is two-time Grammy nominee. In 2016, she was nominated, and she was nominated for Performance of the Year and Album of the Year. She's never been nominated for her own music, which includes this Grammy-eligible Manic, as well as the album's number one song, Without Me, which is, I think, what we're listening to here.
She said, "Grammys matter as much as they used to."
Well, I'm wondering if all these people are upset. That's why I'm suggesting maybe the smart thing to do is just be don't go, just don't participate in.
Because I always think the Grammys nominate and award the most obscure junk that you never hear again. Like, they give you an award, so the country music is my category, and they always give the most rando people.
They try to be very highbrow.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily my taste. Like that.
But it does, I mean, it is huge for your career, though.
But
you know,
there are a lot of people, I guess the point is they pick obscure people who then never really get a bump from it.
Well,
or at
but
least
likewise,
that I see may go mainstream,
it,
I guess.
Is it a problem if you don't get nominated? If it's a huge bump for you, if you get one, then what happens on the other side if you don't get one? Does somebody like her and Weekend and whomever, does that have impact on your career?
I guess I've heard of Halsey and the Weeknd more than I've heard. I could even repeat some of the people that have won country Grammys over the last. And that's part, like, the music sector I probably follow the closest. So,
yeah. All right. Well, something to be knowledgeable about.
Maybe for the industry, it's more of a big deal, I guess.
Yeah.
26 half the hour on the DJV Monday program. Ann Wilson, now in the next Music Focus, revealed in a new interview that a hard biopic written and directed by writer-actress Carrie Brownstein is in the works. She said, "I can't tell you all about it because it's still being written. I saw the first draft of the script. Really cool." Ann Wilson adding that the film is being produced by Amazon. The script started in childhood, ended up in the 90s. The film's still in the works. COVID has slowed it down. The biopic is already, they're eyeing actresses to portray Nancy and Ann Wilson from the Rock and Roll. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ann says few actresses have come forward, but no one that's right. Anne Hathaway came forward to play me, but I don't think she's exactly right for it. I'd say that was probably...
Anne Hathaway. Oh.
Yeah. The hard biopic would mark the big screen directorial debut for Carrie Brownstein, who, like the Wilson sisters, hails from Seattle. So how old are these ladies now?
Anne and Nancy Wilson have got to be 60, right?
Are they?
At least, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they couldn't really play themselves. That was what I was thinking.
No, but you know what? I hope they use their own voices, because Ann Wilson has one of the most iconic rock voices ever, and yeah. If some actress is going to try to imitate that, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Linda Obst, who is a producer, she did Sleepless in Seattle, Contact, Interstellar, and more, on board for the project. So that's that story. Music in our focus here, 28 after the hour on the Monday DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think on that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Moving into a groove. It's a groovy kind of program. DJV time, 34 after the hour. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. One of the things that's missing, I've been told from radio these days, is spontaneity. People saying what they think as they think it. Most of the people are not qualified or capable of saying things without rehearsing them because they have no real good life. They're just like card readers. You know, the music shows are all recorded. I've noticed now, actually, I don't mean to get into the bowels of all of this, but if you notice the radio stations that have voice track, that means that the announcers who sound like they're live are not. They could be working in another city someplace. The way computers work today, you can just sit in front of a computer with a microphone and you can voice track and put in, you know, kind of nonsensical things. Well, it's 25, well, they don't do time because they don't really know what the time is, but they'll do stuff that doesn't tax anybody's brain. Like tell you the obvious with regard to Black Friday. Anyway, the point that I'm making is that there are very few radio programs, kind of very few circumstances, ingredients in your life where it isn't just spontaneous. Having conversation, we all have to sort of prepare. We're with COVID, we can't really be spontaneous with anything, right? Think about how your life, if it was spontaneous before, has changed in these critically important times. Right? Do you do anything, either of the two of you, Victoria or Jennifer, that's spontaneous? Just like, okay, I'm going to go do this.
No.
Or
I wanted to go for a walk this weekend, and I didn't even do that. Because I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to have to put on my mask, I'm going to have to do it. And it just, it loses its appeal. It's just, I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah, it is kind of. And then looking at the interesting contradictions around, I saw one headline, you'll appreciate this, Victoria. Black Friday starts off with whimper, despite record day. And then I see another headline, Black Friday online sales break records.
Yeah, how the heck are in the stores?
No, so how do you separate those two things out? Explain, would you please? I'd like to.
Well, Black Friday, you're either in the store or you're online. So Black Friday sales online broke a record, but Black Friday attendance in stores was down by 52% or something like that.
Is that sort of a follow-up to what we were just talking about regarding spontaneity? Because things are so formalized.
Well, I think people are looking at hospitalizations, which is the most, way more than we had in the spring. And I think people are nervous, as they should be. I mean, I don't think if I got COVID, I'm going to die from it, but I don't want it. So, you know, I did a lot of online shopping.
Well, I don't know anybody, but frankly, in my life, the only person I know who's had it is Jennifer. I don't know anybody else.
I know a bunch of people who've
had it. Do you really?
I don't know anybody else who's had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost two people, and we've had three or four other friends who've had it.
Mm. Speaking of losing people, the fellow who played Darth Vader, his name was David Prowse, a large English actor, has passed away at the age of 85. George Lucas asked Prowse to audition for Star Wars after seeing him in A Clockwork Orange. Anybody know what his voice sounded like? He's a big guy, 6'6".
I don't. His voice was kind of a lot. It was not that booming. Like there were videos going around online in tribute, and he acted out all of the scenes as Darth Vader. But his voice was just so not threatening that it was obvious they had to put James Earl Jones' voice to dub over it because it took the character to a different level. His voice was just kind of, you know, he wasn't a great actor from the scenes that I saw, so it was much better to have James Earl Jones.
Wrestler in a suit.
Yeah.
As much as anything else, yeah.
But he was very bit tall and imposing, and that's what was needed for... He was even offered to play Chewbacca. So that's how big he was. He had his pick.
He said, you always remember the bad guy.
Right. He chose wisely.
He only saw his face when he died, right? That was the only time anybody ever saw
that wasn't his face.
That wasn't even him.
No, I think that was like a lot of prosthetics and stuff. I don't think that was... I don't know if that was actually him. I think that was animatronic, but I'd have to watch the behind the scenes. I'm not sure.
Okay. He was apparently a champion bodybuilder in the 60s. He was the Green Cross Codeman, a hero who promoted street crossing safety to children in public service campaigns in England. That's pretty interesting. Mark Hamill, who basically was Darth Vader's son, tweeted saying he was a kind man, much more than Darth Vader, who loved his fans as much as they loved him. I suppose he went around, he must have gone around to
all of shows,
Comic-Cons and stuff like that, right? Yep. He had, with the 85, must have had a pretty interesting life, though. One of those roles that you become the role. What else could he do? I suppose he could have done anything because nobody knew what he looked like. That's the other side of it. But as you said, Victoria, kind of an interesting choice because he was wanted, it was George Lucas says, I want you in the film. You can play, choose your role, Chewbacca. So who plays Chewbacca? Another big guy.
He was the guy who died, right? Didn't he die earlier this year or last year? He was Chewbacca in all the movies up to Force Awakens, I want to say, and then a new guy.
And then they dedicated, I think, to him, didn't they?
Yes.
One of the final, the last movie.
And the guy who played R2-D2, no, was it R2? C-3PO, a little guy. His name Anthony Daniels. He died a couple of months ago as well. So the Star Wars people are...
Peter Mayhew was Chewbacca.
Peter Mayhew, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Saved by the Bell, the reboot creators apologizing for a number of jokes in the new series about Selena Gomez's kidney transplant. So you guys are going to have to go through this one.
This was so dumb. I grew up on Saved by the Bell, and they just brought it back for a reboot, and they're now in a next generation. they make three separate jokes about Selena Gomez's kidney transplant, and then there's then in one of the scenes, written in graffiti behind the students on the wall, it said, "Does Selena even have a kidney?" I mean, I don't know what their beef was with Selena Gomez, who has like 140 million Instagram followers, so it was not really that smart. It just, I don't know, it didn't really make sense why they chose to go after something like that. With all the stupid celebrity scandals out there, this was a life or death surgery that she had, so I don't get it. But her fans were not having it. They threatened to basically blow up this whole show. So,
there you go.
They made the show made a donation to her lupus research foundation. Yeah. But still, I mean, it's really
Here's intense. Another warning to check your Zoom settings before you go to the bathroom. Lady that lives where Victoria does in Jersey once said she was disgusted by LGBTQ curriculum, flushed her career on a school board down the toilet this week by broadcasting her bathroom break on Zoom during a public meeting of the school board. Frances Cogelia, is that how you pronounce your name, Victoria, would you say?
I guess, yeah. This woman was not that popular to begin with, and so I don't think anyone is going to miss her. But this literally ended her career. She took the laptop into the bathroom with her. 140 people saw what she did on the toilet. So that's the end.
Who was the last guy?
Did she think she was on mute or what?
Yeah, she thought the camera was off and she was on mute.
So who was it?
How many careers is Zoom going to take down?
I know.
The guy that was masturbating, who was that?
Jeffrey Toobin.
Toobin, that's right, too.
He's gone.
That's crazy. See you later, alligator.
People are nuts.
Oh, my God, crazy stuff. The number of things, if you are interested in bits and pieces of the program, we have our daily DJB download for your listening and dancing pleasure. A couple of recent episodes. Actually, we spent a lot of time talking on Thanksgiving about my Thanksgivings and Victoria's as well. And then we had a moment for Meghan Markle because she lost a child, apparently, and I don't think a lot of people knew that, right? So we tell that story. Story of Caddyshack. And I didn't know. I don't know how many of you knew the movie was so popular. I always loved what's his face? He was so crazy.
Well, the whole cast was amazing.
Yeah, but you know, I'm talking about
Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He played it was a story that came out of Daniel. Why am I losing all these names?
I'll tell the story because
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
No, Bill Murray's brother.
Bill Murray's oldest brother Ed was
Ed,
a, ca-
that's
was
I was
a caddy.
To think of Ed's name. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a caddy at a local golf club when they were growing up, and so when Bill Murray wrote Caddyshack, the character Danny, who's the caddy, he was based on Ed.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And then the another one of our downloads. You didn't hear this, Jennifer, when we were talking about this on Friday. Frontliners are getting it. The English are apparently approving the vaccine. I think the Canadians are, like today or tomorrow or something, so that they get their shots right away. I don't understand why we're waiting until the 10th. Everybody knows what's in the stuff, so they're waiting. The FDA here is waiting until the 10th, and they've announced they're waiting until the 10th. What the hell are they waiting for? All the doctors in front line.
How long their emergency approval, I guess, will take, but then they say it's getting rolled out right away. I don't.
Right. No.
So they're supposed to go to front line first, and then to, I think, teachers and all that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the second wave. I was told by Dr. Ken anyway. I'll have mine in the first or second week of January. So it's and then there's this whole business about how to transport it from Belgium. You see that? United has been hired to bring the stuff over, and they have been given permission to carry a whole bunch of dry ice, because apparently that could be toxic if you. So they're doing an empty plane. They've chartered a plane just to bring the vaccine over from Belgium to Newark.
That makes me really, the Pfizer one, it makes me really nervous. It needs to be stored at negative 94 degrees. So, like, if you, and you can only get it at the hospital because only hospitals have refrigeration like that, but they're trusting UPS and FedEx and now United Airlines to be transporting the virus everywhere. But, or the vaccine, but what happens if it's like, if it sits out a little too long? And then, or what happens if you go to the hospital? Right. And then what happens if you go to the hospital and you get the vaccine, but the nurse lets the little vial sit on the counter a little too long?
I think they're going to be so careful with this. The way that it's been anticipated and knowing all the precautions, I can't imagine that people are going to try their best to screw this up.
But, like, you know, when you get, like, we did a story last week about UPS is upping their production of dry ice. It just feels like there are a lot of middlemen in
There'll be a lot of ifs in this.
And it feels like there are ifs. And if you get the vaccine, how do you know it's working?
Mm-hmm.
Unless, well, you know what I mean?
If you feel sick
the next day, you'll know it's working.
Right. You are going to feel sick when you get there. That's one of the things, the reservations. But I'm convinced, as much as my pal Jack Stockwell will not like it, I'm going to get the vaccine.
But then you have to get the second one and then potentially a third booster. The Pfizer, when I saw over the weekend, they said you might need a booster after the two shots. So at what point are you actually immune?
Not till you've had at least the second shot. First shot.
So we're looking at months away.
Better than not, though. I mean, what's the deal? Why not?
I'm just concerned that it's going to give vulnerable people a false sense of security, and then we could make the problem even worse.
Stupid stuff. Well, the thing to do or not to do. One of the things you've got to ask when you get it done is whether or not the type of shot you're getting has mercury in it. They've got to tell you. Some of the shots are going to have mercury, kind of like some of the cheap flu shots. You don't want mercury in it. You must not take mercury. You must not have mercury.
Well, how do we know if it's in it?
You ask. You say to the person who's giving you a shot, I want to see. Either you ask for the looking at the label, or you say, does this have mercury in it? That's how you
find out. Right, so they have to tell you by law. And I don't think that the three that we're talking about, the Pfizer, the Moderna, and what was the other one that was coming out, I don't think any of those three have mercury in them. I think that I don't know if there'll be something coming along, but I think it's
the cheap when they start manufacturing it. Like, they've made 60 million doses so far. And see, that's another thing. Here we are dependent on some other country. How crazy is this? We're dependent on another country.
That's why I don't understand what you're talking about with Belgium, because these are all three American
companies.
Vaccines.
Yeah. But they're getting the first vaccines coming from Belgium. What are we doing?
Do they produce them there? Or
they might just be making them.
Yeah, they know they produce them there. That's why they're coming.
Because these are American vaccines, definitely.
Yeah. Ah, my. So as Thanksgiving has come and gone, how about your eating? Did you eat, ladies? Did you eat more than you usually do? About the same amount as you usually do? Maybe a little bit less because you were thinking, I don't want to keep packing on the pounds here. Ken Kronhaus told me he's gained 10 pounds since, and he was an avid gym person, go to the gym 3-4 times a week, exercising. But because of all of what's been going on, he hasn't exercised. And I'm sure he's like a lot of other people that are our age that have put on the pounds because they haven't been able to exercise. Fortunately, I've lived my life the same way I always do. But some people have not been able to. And so if you put on the pounds and then you have Thanksgiving and now maybe it's good that there aren't going to be a lot of Christmas parties, but you'll still have Christmas eating and stuff and New Year's. So let's get on the bandwagon. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that keeps you healthy and keeps you safe, because nothing in it is bad. It's all stimulant-free, drug-free, nothing in there except the right ingredients to lose the weight and to keep it off. So they've continued their Happy Thanksgiving wishes with a big sale going on right now at Top Loss.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Get amazing prices on must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like laptops, perfect for upgrading your home office or online classroom.
And now at Staples, save up to $280 on laptops, like the HP Pavilion with i5 processor for just $349.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 12/5/20. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three after the hour. Now it's time to stream into your life the whole business of what's going on in technology. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. As you go through the Monday report, Cyber Monday, Victoria. Very exciting for some. I saw this goes back to 2005. The lady who was the president of the National Retail Foundation had this as an idea. I thought it was longer than that. For some reason, I don't know why I thought it'd been around longer than that, but certainly lots of activity and excitement. Meanwhile, I see that the folks at Home Goods, which is a TJ Maxx store, are launching online as well. So
this is huge news for Home Goods fans. Oh my gosh. None of these brands have any real presence online. So like you said, it's the TJ Maxx family. It's the TJX companies. That's the parent company of Home Goods, Marshalls.
Here in my hometown of Framingham.
Yeah, they have Home Goods, Marshalls, Sierra, and TJ Maxx, and so Home Goods has a cult following. People are just obsessed with going into those Home Goods stores.
That's a fairly recent brand too. It hasn't been around that long, has it?
I don't know when it started. I feel like I've been aware of it probably 10 years, maybe a little more. But it is very frustrating because you know you have to just take a chance, and every store has something different. So if you go into one Marshalls, you're never going to find it's rare.
Oh,
to find
really?
The same
it's
thing
not
in a
consistent branding. Oh,
no.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know.
Which is actually the biggest challenge for them having an online presence, because if you've got inventory that's different in every store, you know, like certain markets outside of major cities will have higher end stuff that gets shipped to Marshalls and TJ Maxx, And so it's, and Home Goods is kind of the same way. It just, it's a bit of a mishmash, but people love the hunt. And so that has been sustained.
Is it like the World Market, the same kind of thing, would you say?
No, World Market is much more streamlined. Everything that's in the store you can find on their website. So, but with this group of stores, with Marshall's and Sierra and TJ Maxx and Home Goods, you just have to go into each store that's near you or travel far away, and you just go on the hunt. And people love doing that, and that has sustained their business. But now in the era of COVID, I think that, you know, shopping habits have changed. And so they've announced that they're working on, they have 821 home goods stores around the country, and they're working on later in 2021, they will have a full 24/7, 365, a full online presence where you'll be able to actually shop for all those products online. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really great for them. I still think they'll... A lot of people say, oh, well, then, you know, they're going to be closing stores. They have not announced that. They've actually said
they've added stores. Locally, here we saw news of them adding stores this year. TJ Maxx and Target are about the only retail operations that are really, really doing well. And,
yeah, well, they're great bargains.
Well, they're good merchants.
Yeah, and with people doing a lot of DIY projects, and, you know, as we've talked about this on the show a lot, the things that people have done for their homes, new furniture, new rugs, new home decor, all of that is in Home Goods. So I think it's a smart move that they're finally making this migration to online. Welcome to 2021, Home Goods.
Hooray! Well, it's okay. They're trying to be different and unique. The mysterious and entertaining story now of the stainless steel object that is out in the Utah desert.
The Geek Out. Black Friday has come and gone, setting a second best ever day of online record sales of $9 billion, which is 20% more than last year. It was second to last year's Cyber Monday, and it's expected that this year's Cyber Monday will set its own record of over $11 billion. As we've mentioned, sales of the new generation Xbox and PlayStation are really grabbing most of the attention, with short supplies and high demand. And if you're looking for one, there are some good sites and apps that are monitoring stock of different outlets and helping to resource these most in-demand gaming rails. A good rule of thumb is to do some online research for any holiday product you desire, as the web is littered with great resources for the best sale prices and availability, and we've tweeted some links over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, let's move into an apple mode. We've had some of the greatest apples this fall. Apple growth. Well, that's not what this is about, though, right?
Okay.
No, well, there's some other apple news. Yes.
Apple has said that they are going to begin manufacturing iPads outside of China for the first time.
As
they said, they don't want to get caught up in the trade war, so they have their manufacturer over in Asia is Foxconn, and they're going to move some iPad and MacBook assembly to Vietnam. And they said they want to diversify their production lines, but again, the bottom line is they don't want to get caught up in the trade war. So they're investing $270 million in Vietnam to expand the manufacturing capacity there. So it'll be.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.